Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here and welcome back to Digital Poison. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of notifications, updates, and endless scrolling? Like your inbox is a black hole and your social media feed is a constant competition for attention? You know that feeling when you just want to unplug, breathe, and maybe even, gasp, enjoy some real life interaction? Well, friend, you're not alone. We live in a world where being connected has become the ultimate badge of honor, but let's be honest, sometimes it feels more like a digital overload. Today, we're diving headfirst into the art of digital decluttering. It's time to take control of your online space and reclaim your sanity, one swipe at a time. Think of it like this. Your digital life is like your closet. Over time, you accumulate things, apps, accounts, emails that you either don't use anymore or simply clutter up the space. So, how do we declutter our digital lives and find some peace amidst the chaos? Here are 5 golden nuggets to get you started. First up, let's talk about your phone. It's like a magnet for distractions, isn't it? Notifications constantly pinging, apps vying for your attention. It's exhausting. Start by silencing unnecessary notifications. You don't need an alert every time someone likes your post or checks into the local coffee shop. Prioritize what truly matters. Think important emails, calls from loved ones, and maybe even a few playful reminders to stay hydrated. Speaking of apps, how many do you actually use regularly? I'm talking about those hidden gems on your home screen that you haven't touched in months. Time for a ruthless purge. Delete anything that doesn't add value to your life. Remember, less is more when it comes to digital minimalism. Now, let's tackle the email monster. That overflowing inbox can be enough to send anyone spiraling into a panic attack. Here's the secret. Unsubscribe from those newsletters you never read, ditch those promotional emails that just add clutter, and create folders to categorize your important messages. You'd be surprised how much lighter you feel when your inbox is organized and manageable. Social media can be a double-edged sword. It connects us with loved ones, but also often feeds into comparison and negativity. It's time to take back control of your social media experience. Unfollow accounts that drain your energy or trigger negative emotions. Mute those friends who constantly post about their perfect lives. We see you. And focus on following people and content that genuinely inspires and uplifts you. Lastly, let's not forget the power of digital detox. Schedule regular breaks from your devices, even just a few hours each week, to reconnect with yourself, the real world, and the things that truly matter. Go for a walk, read a book, have a conversation without checking your phone, or simply enjoy the silence. Trust me, your mind and soul will thank you. Remember, I'm not saying you need to become a digital hermit, just be mindful of how technology is impacting your life and make conscious choices about how you engage with it. Think about the friend who always seems so calm and collected. Maybe they've mastered the art of digital decluttering. Think back to a time when you felt overwhelmed by your digital life. Maybe it was during a particularly stressful week, or perhaps you were scrolling through social media late at night and just couldn't stop. Did you feel anxious, irritable, or exhausted? Remember that feeling, that's the digital poison I'm talking about. Now imagine how much better you felt after taking a break from your devices, maybe going for a walk in nature, spending time with loved ones, or simply just relaxing and being present in the moment. That's the power of digital decluttering. It can free up your mental space, reduce stress, and allow you to focus on what truly matters. So take a deep breath, friend, and remember these key takeaways. Silence those unnecessary notifications, ditch the apps you don't use, tame that email monster, curate your social media feeds, and schedule regular digital detox breaks. You've got this. Ready to start decluttering your digital life? Leave a comment below sharing one thing you're going to do differently today. And remember, every small step counts towards creating a healthier, more balanced relationship with technology. Until next time, keep scrolling wisely and stay connected to yourself, first and foremost.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.